There's been a lot of controversy lately about the way consumer data is managed and used. The start of the year has been taken over by headlines around what it means when applications which consumers have signed into suddenly change their terms and conditions, according to Ilonka Bedenoort, Managing Director at Mobile Application Service Regulator WASPA. Personal data is a commodity for advertisers, and most people who don't know how much of their activities are being tracked, let alone what they have agreed to when they sign the terms and conditions. Bedenoort spoke to Samora Mangesi to discuss how consumers can go about protecting their personal data.
Consumer data is big business. From consumer behavior to predictive analytics, companies capture, store, and analyze large amounts of data on their consumers on a daily basis. For some companies, they've even built an entire business model around consumer data, whether they're companies selling personal information to third parties or creating targeted ads. So the question now is, what consumer data is being collected? How is it collected? And why is it being collected? I think it's important to quickly just break down those three categories to see why it's such a big commodity. Firstly, what consumer data is being collected? This can be roughly broken down into four categories, which includes personal data, such as your ID number, your race, gender, cell phone number, email address, and other non-identifiable information, for example, your IP address and web browser cookies. They also collect engagement data. This type of data details how consumers interact with a business's website, their mobile apps, social media pages, emails, and paid ads. They also look at behavioral data. This looks at your transactional details, for example, your purchase histories, your search history, and qualitative data, like even your mouse movements and what you click on and how long you look at certain ads. And then also lastly, they look at your attitudinal data that looks at consumer satisfaction reviews and feedback. Most consumers are concerned about how they collect this data, and this is quite easy. This is done by either directly asking consumers to provide personal information to the company. Secondly, by indirectly by tracking consumers via metadata and behavioral patterns. And then thirdly, by integrating other sources of consumer data with their own databases. And this is usually where they go and purchase data from data brokers and other third-party companies. Now the question is drawn back to, why do businesses collect all of this data? Well, there are numerous reasons, but I think the most important things that we can look at is that companies collect personal data about consumers to improve the customer experience so that they can meet and exceed customers' expectations, also to refine the company's marketing strategy and to adjust where necessary, also to secure their existing data. And then the most important thing, why companies collect data, is to transform the data into a cash flow and monetize the data. The more it's always about the bottom line and making cash for these companies.
Absolutely. And what can consumers do to better control how their data is processed?
Well, firstly, I think it is paramount for consumers to read before accepting any terms and conditions or before concluding any transactions or agreements. Some useful tips in general that we would give to consumers on how they can protect their personal data is, for example, to always use the incognito mode when you're searching on your browser on both your phone and your laptop. Clear your cookies and your search history on all of your devices on a regular basis. Then something that consumers tend to miss is that they should check the security and privacy settings on all of their apps. So you should limit what you share and with whom you share it, so that all of your information is not just easily accessible in the public domain. And then lastly, another important tip is to always review the permissions that are requested when you are downloading apps. Only allow or accept what is necessary. And if they are asking for permissions or access to your contact information or your photos or other documents on your phone or your laptop, rather download the app and opt for a safer option.
Right. But how literate would you say we as South Africans are when it comes to data security?
Samora, unfortunately, this is really a problem with regards to literacy in South Africa. And I think that consumers, on a lot of occasions, unwittingly and unknowingly give away their personal information to companies. And alternatively, in some cases, actually explicitly consent to giving away the information because they don't read and they just click through procedures without really realizing what it is that they are giving these companies access to. A recent study conducted by the University of South Africa has found that there's a huge disconnect between the privacy that consumers expect and are legally entitled to and what organizations are actually doing to meet these obligations. The survey conducted shows that 83% of consumers are concerned about the protection of their data, but only 37% of them felt that they knew what they could actually do in the event that they feel that their data has been used in an incorrect way or misused or abused. I think one of the good examples currently with regards to data privacy in the market is the recent WhatsApp privacy policy update that's caused quite a big outcry by consumers. When we look at something like that, I think it's firstly important to note that it's not unusual for a company to update their terms and conditions or their privacy policy. The changes to the WhatsApp terms and conditions and privacy policy relate to how WhatsApp will share the consumer's information with Facebook, with a Facebook group of companies. And consumer concerns and the hysteria currently are largely unfounded.
That was Ilonka Badenhorst, Managing Director at Mobile Application Service Regulator, WASPA, speaking to Samora Mangesi. Our economics update up next with Thabiso Lohoko.